And now we're going to go to a swamp in Florida, in the Fakahatchee Strand Preserve State Park. We're going there because the park has the most native species of orchids in the U.S. Think the setting for the book The Orchid Thief. Over the years, many varieties of orchids have been lost because of poachers and habitat destruction. And scientists want to bring them back. And they are looking to Cuba for help. NPR's Greg Allen waded through the swamp and sent this report.
If you visit Fakahatchee Strand, you'll likely run into park biologist Mike Owen. He spent most of his career there, 22 years, studying a place that's truly unique.
And, you know, the ecosystem is 5,000 years old. So 22 years is maybe a wink, you know, in that time span.
Fakahatchee is the largest strand swamp in the world. That's a type of shallow swamp found only in Florida, where water drains south from Lake Okeechobee through stands of cypress trees with thick 100-foot-tall canopies. To see orchids in their native habitat, Owen takes visitors on swamp walks.
A little bit of sawgrass right here inside the ditch.
We step off a park trail and are soon wading through sawgrass and water 9 inches deep.
Notice how clear that water is.
20 years ago, Owen was author Susan Orlean's guide in Fakahatchee when she wrote her book, The Orchid Thief. Orchids, Owen says, are especially susceptible to poachers, people who illegally take plants from the preserve.
The orchids have an allure, and some people just take it upon themselves to go out there and just take whatever they want.
Logging also took a toll on Fakahatchee. In the 40s and 50s, most of the old-growth cypress was cut down. But since the 70s, when it became a state park, the swamp and the stately cypress trees have largely recovered. We leave the sawgrass prairie and slosh into a stand of trees, mostly palms and cypress.
This is a small cypress dome, and this was one of the sites of our cowhorn orchid restoration project.
Over the last decade, working in partnership with the Atlanta Botanical Garden, scientists at Fakahatchee Strand have harvested seeds in the wild and cultivated cowhorn orchids that they've replanted throughout the swamp. The cowhorn, like many orchids, thrive by growing on tree trunks and limbs. When they're mature with flower, Owen says, cowhorns are spectacular.
When these plants bloom, usually in March or April, they can have literally hundreds of flowers, little yellow flowers with little dots on them. Well, because it is so charismatic and easy to find, people did remove them.
When the project started a decade ago, just 17 cowhorn orchids could still be found in the 85,000-acre park. Today, because of the project, there are several hundred. But there are two other orchids that used to grow in Fakahatchee, but now are no longer found there or anywhere in Florida. One is the rat-tail orchid. The other is known only by its scientific name, Epidendrum acuni. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission biologist Dennis Jardina says for him and Mike Owen, finding them became a passion.
There has been a lot of time and effort and energy spent looking for these lost orchids, especially in the areas where they were last documented. So we're pretty certain that they are in fact locally extinct.
Using techniques they pioneered with the cowhorn orchid, Jardina and Owen were convinced that they could restore the lost orchids to Fakahatchee if they could find nearby plants. The likeliest place to look was Cuba, just 200 miles away. At a conference in Cuba 3 years ago, Jardina met with botanists from the island. He recalls his pitch.
The closest populations of these two species occur in western Cuba. Please help us. Please collaborate with us because we want to try to bring these orchids back.
Cuban researchers were willing and helpful. As it turned out, they had both species at the botanical garden and had been monitoring other populations in the wild. It will take time, a decade or more, but Jardina says now he and Mike Owen are confident that with help of seed from Cuba, they'll be able to bring back the lost orchids to Fakahatchee Strand. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.